This is GQDN for Friday, March 29th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Go to the checkout line at swiftenergy.gg. Put in the code QUEST in the promo code, and you will get 25% off of your purchase. It's good stuff, people. Very good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a couple of games going to Nintendo Switch. Final Fantasy 16's getting a demo to Steam. And what's going on with Embracer? But we begin with a couple of things. And it will be the Grand Theft Auto 6 delay. That is, as more goes by, an overblown concern. Now, WCCF Tech provides the news here, and they're saying that Kotaku did publish a report saying that Grand Theft Auto 6 may be delayed until late 2025 or even 2026. And Jason Schreier, who is now with Bloomberg, did confirm it earlier today because he reached out to Rockstar Games and they did react to the rumor by shrugging, and they're saying that there's no specific reason to believe any day, but it can always happen. It's just too early to really know about it. Now, Grand Theft Auto 5 was supposed to come out spring 2013, but it was moved to September 17th, 2013, just to make sure that everything worked right, and it was delayed just to make it right. So, could this be a reason why it has been delayed to late next year or early 2026? We shall see. Now, according to GamesRadar.com, one of the composers for Super Mario Brothers Wonder did want to do some voice acting with Super Mario. And they were talking about Koji Kondo, who did join Nintendo in 1984. And he was doing some composing the themes from all the Mario and the Zelda series. Now, they also talked about the Wonder director, Shiro Mori, and how he used some concept for the Super Mario Brothers Wonder, because he was a part of the Game Developers Conference talk, and he was including, quote, an idea from our sound director, Mr. Kondo. His idea was when a Wonder effect activates, a live-action version of Mario with human proportions appears, progressing through the stage while humming the background music and mimicking the various sound effects himself. Now, that did not make the final cut, but Mori did continue, quote, as an idea, it's very funny, but it's hard to see connection between the pre-Wonder effect and during Wonder effect, and it's hard to imagine the gameplay changing much by having Mario turn into a live-action, human proportion version of himself. There were a lot of ideas like this that didn't meet the criteria of what constitutes a viable Wonder effect, and they are closely examined as we figured out our approach. Ideas be ideas. Some are good, some work, some don't. But this one gets two articles, because the Embracer Group was asked if the CEO is ready to buy more studios. So DualShockers and GameSpot does have the story. And they're talking about the Borderlands developer Gearbox to Take-Two and deal with $460 million. And the Embracer CEO, Lars Wingfors, did hold an investor call to speak about the divestment. Now, he did confirm that the sale of Gearbox was the final piece of the company's restructuring plan, which did result in 1,300 jobs cut and the cancellation of over 25 games. So here's what Wingfors did say, quote, we're ending the restructuring program now, end of March, and the Gearbox restructuring process has been part of the program, end quote. Now, one investor did ask Wingfors if Embracer was ready to begin buying again, at which the CEO did respond, quote, I think it's way too early to start talking about restarting the mergers and acquisitions engines again. Further quote, we are in the late phases of consideration into the future of the group, and that's our highest focused and priority, how we set up ourselves and structure ourselves and utilize our assets we have within the group and have been and have them work together, and how we leverage them better working together, utilizing different functions. Now, there have been some major changes at the Embracer group because Violation and Free Radical were closed because of the restructuring that was going on. Now, PlayStationLifestyle.net did say, could Minecraft go to PlayStation 5? Well, on Twitter, PlayStation Game Size did say PS5 version and showed a picture of Minecraft. And there was a Reddit user that lists the titled IDs, even though the game is unannounced, released for the PlayStation 5 or the PlayStation stores. But could this be coming because, and this is what PlayStationLifestyle.net is saying, of the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, or because of the money that was paid in order to buy Activision Blizzard King? This will be very curious to watch. Speaking of Activision, Engadget.com is saying that Activision is looking into the malware stealing users' login because they're investigating a hacking campaign that's stealing some of the login credentials from people playing its games. And that's according to TechCrunch, because some people have been installing malware into the victims' computers, direct quote from the article, in order to steal the logins from the gaming accounts and even their crypto wallets. So Activision was helping people remove the malware and regain control of their accounts. Now, TechCrunch did say that it was only affecting folks that had the third-party tools installed. So if you don't have the third-party tools, then you should be fine. Now, if you're looking for this game, the demo's out. And yep, it's Stellar Blade. The demo is out, and it's got some performance and quality modes. So, Stellar Blade does come out next month. But today, the demo does drop. And the demo does let you experience the first chapter of the game with about 2 hours of gameplay. WCCF Tech did give the YouTube demo and the YouTube performance slides. They also said that the demo does take place at the very beginning of the game when Eve, which is a part of the Airborne Squad, has been sent to Earth to reclaim the planet from the aliens. And you go up to the first boss fight, and that's where the demo does end. So you can go look into that if you got PlayStation and you have the demo. It is out. And there's one coming soon to PC. PC Gamer did say that Final Fantasy 16, the demo's coming for that very soon. Now, right now, there is still no release date even for the demo. At least not yet. But Nakoi Yoshida said that the game is in its final stages of optimization, and that is going to PC very soon. Because right now, they're working on the minimum specs for Final Fantasy 16, or that you would need for Final Fantasy 16. And it explained that the demo is intended to let players test Final Fantasy 16 on their system ahead of time. It's going to be very, very interesting. We shall see what happens there. Now we got a couple games coming to Nintendo. According to NintendoEverything.com, the Kinmen Remedy is coming to Switch, and it's a psychological horror game, and the release is planned for April 11th, 2024. So if you like the horror games, oh boy, this is going to be very scary for those on Switch. But there's also another game coming to Switch. It's coming in May. It is the action game called One Punch. It's not One Punch Man. It is One Punch. It is set for a Switch release. And CFK did announce that it did pick up One Punch for publishing on the new platforms. The game launches on May 30th, 2024. All good stuff. But I leave you on this Good Friday on something that is good. SGV.com did say that Helldivers 2 CEO did pay tribute to a fan who is no longer with us. And it is the Reddit user that is called FineClothes1209, because he did reach out to the Helldivers community after his best friend died by suicide. And FineClothes was looking for a way to download and store his friend's gameplay data in a personal memorial. But the outpouring for this loss was too huge for him to handle. because fans showed up by the thousands to salute their fellow gamer. And Arrowhead Games CEO Johan Palstedt also reached out to offer his condolences. He did write, quote, "I am so sorry for your loss. My bachelor brother of 20 years has passed away 3 years ago. To this day, I still see his username on Discord, Steam, and other platforms, and fondly remember the many fond gaming memories we shared." And Five Clothes did write a reply, quote, "Thank you so flipping much. That would be amazing." Now, he was saying that there will be a memorial, and it'll be an in-game memorial. That'll be coming sometime down the road. And for that, we will leave you this Good Friday with a good deed from a CE no-show tomorrow. So this should teach you two things. One, enjoy your time with your family. And if you have any mental needs, go to stackup.org. We are there for you. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play with your family.